So I am joined today for our Tool of the Week by Richard Byrne, and he has a great new tool for us, and wanted to share that with you. So, Richard, what do you have for us today?
So the tool that I'm really excited about, and I've been excited about for a while, is actually called Jellycam, which you can find at jellycam.co.uk. And it's not an entirely web-based service. It runs on the Adobe Air platform, so you have to have Adobe Air installed on your computer. But it's a free tool for creating stop-motion videos really quickly and really easily. You simply launch Jellycam on your computer, take a series of snapshots with either your webcam or your digital camera. You can import images from your digital camera if you don't have a webcam installed. And you set the timing for how many frames per second you want to run. I've set it as fast as 70 frames a second. And you can make your stop motion video real quick. You can edit your video. You can add an audio track and or a narration track, if you want to call it that, and upload it directly to YouTube from Jellycam, or you can take the file and dump it into iMovie or Windows Movie Maker, wherever you want to put it. It's a great tool. You don't have to register to use it. It takes 3 seconds to start using once you have Adobe Air installed on your computer.
Nice.
And it's just a great tool, and I think it's got some great uses for classroom, like a physics lesson where you want to show in slow motion the compression of a tennis ball hitting up against a wall or the ground or something to that effect. I saw a cool project where kids did the digestive tract of an animal and did a stop motion of the food going in the animal and the food eventually coming out of the animal. So just kind of fun stuff you can do with Jellycam at jellycam.co.uk.
Nice, nice. You know, stop motion, I remember doing that when I was a kid, but it was kind of, frame by frame on an actual camera, like with film in it, that was designed to do that, and it was, it was painful. It was kind of cool. We actually had a lot of fun. It forces us to really think through the production and the communication pieces of it. So there's great cross-curricular applications of stop motion and video, but to be able to do it easily is a good thing. And you'll be able to make use of high-speed cameras, for example, or just those sort of rapid frames you can take with some of the new digital cameras. Actually, very, very cool. So it's not always the sort of thing that you can capture easily. And so all of a sudden you can do any number of, you do time lapse and other sorts of applications here too. So that's great.
Yeah, I mean, if you had the time, you could even do claymation if you wanted to model all the clay. And if I modeled clay, it would take forever. But maybe if you're better at modeling clay, you can do claymation with Jellycam.
That's what I did, but I had little aliens attacking, and it wasn't pleasant. It was good I found computing and didn't stick with artistic pursuits. So, but I'm sure there's other folks out there who are way more talented than I am. Lots of students who have one more way to express a bit of creativity and do something kind of cool. So great, that's a great tool. Thank you very much, Richard.
You're welcome.
Have yourself a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.